I just want to say a big warm welcome. Happy birthday. So today I just wanted to touch base to see, have I already given you guys information about what to do when suffering from miscarriages? Do you have any questions about that? Do you want me to recover anything? No. You're good? You all feel good?
Yeah.
Excellent. I love the smiles. Okay. What about, do you, you know, when we're having a dual choice, and it could be that you're thinking of adoption, and you still want to continue trying naturally, or with anything. You know, I see this a lot with my fertility clients where they'll say, I'll try naturally for 6 months, and if it doesn't work, then I'm going to do IVF. You're already expecting that natural fertility is not going to work and that IVF will. So therefore, it doesn't work like that. Does that make sense? Have you all got your heads around that? Or do you want me to clarify that particular topic?
That was hard. Yeah. That was really hard for me. I think I actually said that on our initial consultation, and you quickly corrected it. Very nicely, of course.
Very nicely.
In my case, too, as you know, we start the treatment in Spain. Mm-hmm. But when we talk with you, you told us about if you want to do it by yourself, mm-hmm. you need to think on that, not to think you're going to do it in Spain. So since that, I have been talking with my husband. And as you know, he had that special connection. And then he told me like, okay, we need to focus on us and about the present and about what we have now. So that was wonderful because we are not expecting to travel and to do it there. So now we are more focused on our present and to do it, you know, as.
Yep, exactly. And you've been doing your homework, which is great. You were telling me how you were connecting to baby spirits. Both of you guys have got messages. And that's beautiful. And for people that are struggling with that, it's more about trusting and just letting go, because the ego is going to be saying, but you saved this up, and that's natural. So as long as you had the correct energy hygiene, you grounded, you disconnected, you went into your heart, you have to soften your heart, so you're in your heart, you're not in your head, then you get the correct messages. You know, the dark is not there to give you a bum steer and pretend, for example, that, you know, say you see your baby appear, that's not going to be a message from the dark. The message from the dark would be words that sound very clear, that like they're easy to listen to, not subtle like your intuition, but they don't usually, but it would be giving you a bum, it would be guiding you away, if that makes sense. Like, oh, it doesn't matter. Like, you can have as many drinks of Coca-Cola. Like, it doesn't affect you. Like something like that. You think, well, really? I know it's a bit basic, but to not worry and just allow these messages to come through. And it doesn't have to be in any meditation sitting. It can be when you're doing something mundane, like the dishes, the cleaning, driving, and messages can come because you've already set that intention up. But your intention is always, my baby of the light, you know, communicate with me, talk to me. It's got to be of the light, guys. You're in control here.
So Fiona, just a quick question on that. So when you say very clear, so I took it as in the beginning, like you ask the question and then you get the answer almost immediately. Is that what you mean? Or you meant like?
Not necessarily. You might not get the answer immediately. So that's okay that you don't get the answer immediately. Because what you're doing is you're calling in your future baby spirit to commune with you, to talk to you. And if you don't get a message straight away, that's okay. And just say, I'm open to hearing a message over the next week.
What if you do get it right away?
That doesn't perfect. Mean that. No.
That's oh, perfect. Okay. That's what I thought you meant by dark. Like you ask it and you get it there. So that's not what you meant.
No, sorry. Oh. No, but thank you for that clarification. Yeah.
Thank
if you get an answer straight away, that's great. But some people struggle. And I'm just saying, you know, sometimes I've gone into not commune with my babies, but to commune with spirit or certain spirits or certain client spirits. Like I'll try to bring them forward with them. And sometimes the baby doesn't want to come, and that's okay. that's okay. You don't want to commune right now. You've got free will. But show us some signs. And then like, for example, that particular client I'm thinking of, she had this amazing rose bush and it literally replicated her follicles. So we should go and get a scan to see how many follicles she had, because she really believed in IVF working. And despite helping her get her AMH levels up, she was insistent that she'd need IVF. So she'd always get these scans and then she'd make sure that things are right. And if her rose bush had seven rose buds, it would actually replicate with the seven follicles, all these kinds of things. And then she'd see certain statues and feathers and all this kind of stuff. So there's different ways that spirit can communicate with you. So it's just about being open to the message. So if you feel that sometimes you're not getting a message, you're not blocked, don't worry. Just allow the message to come a different way. Because you're going to be able to communicate with spirit through listening. Messages will come verbally from other people, or you'll see signs, visuals in your meditations, or physical signs, like I was telling you with that client.
One thing that I found helpful is I started writing the signs down. So that when I'm feeling like a little sad or just like, you know, going into a funk, then I'll take that out and I'll read it.
That's really good. That's really good.
I think after our last session too, it's really strange. It was just one of the nights I woke up, and when I was going back to sleep, I had these really kind of very strong visuals, and it was what presented to me in front of me was a reading. And there was this, like, there's obviously some information coming through, but it was kind of like, you know, I don't know where I was, but it was kind of like, it was, I don't know, was it a medium or was it kind of clairvoyant caravan? But it was just literally as I was, it was coming right at me, and it was kind of like a reading. And I was like, there's a sign here. There's something being communicated to me. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but it's like a reading. So I don't know what you'd make of that, but I just thought like that was just so strange after like just that happened here in the last few days, like.
Wow. So when you say a reading, what do you mean?
I'm not sure. It kind of felt like it was, as I say, like I was going, it was kind of like I was going back into sleep or whatever, but it was kind of like I was somewhere strange. It wasn't familiar to me, but I was going somewhere and there was this kind of, it looked like a small caravan, you know, like you'd have somebody like give it a gypsy kind of.
I was thinking a gypsy, reason. Yeah.
Yeah, that's just like what it was. But it was just so prominent and it just came straight up at me and it just said a reading. I was kind of like, where does that come out of? Like, what kind of information are you trying to give me? It's like there's something coming forward and I'm not sure what it is. But that was just the strongest sign that I'd ever seen. You know, apart from what I said to you earlier today, Fiona, about visualizing my child just right up against my face, hugging me, you know, so.
Gorgeous.
I don't know, there's messages coming through, but I'm, you know, I think they're trying to communicate something to me. I'm not sure what it is.
Yes, interesting. So thing is, you've had readings with clairvoyance before, haven't you?
Years ago.
So a reading could mean something like that, or because it was a reading, is that what you saw?
It's a reading, yeah, literally in letters, like a sign coming straight at me. Which I thought was so strange. It was
just
interesting. I thought, you know, and I kind of am waiting. I'm waiting to see what this news is, what this information is.
Interesting. Because also, I've got a feeling that when you do your mind mastery, you'll get a reading. You'll get an understanding. Because there's different levels of the mind mastery. So one is a very feminine aspect, a feminine way to get the subconscious to reveal what's going on, and one is a masculine way. And I've got a feeling you get the results with the feminine one, because it would be like a reading that comes out for you. Because it's interesting, guys, talking about readings now, right now is not the ideal time to get a reading, because there's no timeline at the moment. Everything's up in the air and we are literally creating the future that we want. So if anyone gave you a reading, they wouldn't be able to give you a reading for very far down the track, because everything is just changing. And so it's so important now more than ever. You control your thoughts. Don't give in to any fears.
Yes.
Do not manifest your fears. You just get really crystal clear with what you are achieving. So that's with everything, you know, your happiness, your health, your fertility, an easy pregnancy, an easy birth, lots of energy as a mum, financial security, all that stuff. Oh, not just financial security, financial abundance we want. We want to be in that state of abundance in all areas of our lives, and we can.
Fiona, on the same topic.
Yeah, glad you're here. Yeah, hi. Hi.
Can I ask a question? Because, it's similar and it's bothering me. I had this dream. Can I share now? Or...
Of course, yeah, please.
Right, okay. So this dream is maybe 6-7 months ago, but I've got this family, they're going through IVF, and they've got now beautiful girl and boy. And I had this dream. I'm dreaming they're in my house, actually, and I am passing my house, but I don't know. I know this is my, you know, subconsciously, you know, this is your house, and that I'm looking through the window, and I'm seeing this lady with the pushchair inside the house, through, you know, the room, and then I'm knocking on the door, and they just open the door, and I don't know, I just got in, but I don't know, I was just thinking, this dream, I don't know, I just can't stop thinking about this dream, because what I really want is having a twins, and very often when I'm thinking about what I want, I always visualize this particular family, and I had this dream, and I don't know, might not mean anything, but it just was interesting to hear if that has any meaning at all.
Yeah.
Or just my subconscious mind, you know, it's
always a reflection of your subconscious mind, a dream. And your subconscious is what is bringing into manifest. Whatever's coming into your life is being controlled by the subconscious. So the fact is that you're looking toward these people, and dreams are often just a reflection of you, not mm-hmm. of other people. So what these people mean to you. So they were successful. They've got two children. You want two children, or you want twins, so therefore you want three children. You know, it's that thing that they did IVF, it worked for them, they're happy. It's representing all those things, but the fact that you saw them in your home, how did you feel though, what was your overall feeling with this?
I don't know, the fact that I remember the dream, because obviously we don't really remember every dream. But the fact that I remembered the dream and this long time ago, it's more than 5 months ago, I'm coming back to this dream very often. That's why I share it. That was my house. I was, and they were in my house. Something really weird. But.
So they were in your house only in your dream, but they've never been in your house.
No, they've never been in my house.
So your feelings at the time of the dream, how did you feel in the dream?
Strange.
Because they were there?
I don't know. I don't remember very well, but I just remember only the dream, not the feelings about that. And I very rarely remember dreams because I had many weird stuff.
So how do you feel when you think about, when you have that flash, you know, it's still a vivid memory, how does that make you feel when you see that image in your mind?
Hopeful.
Okay, then that is a good sign, because whatever's happening subconsciously is manifesting for you. So the fact that it's a prominent marker, it keeps reappearing, coming into your consciousness, but it's a dream of hope and hopefulness. And like I was saying, these people were successful, and you want to be successful.
But at the same time, in my meditation, I very often see a little girl. The last time was just sitting in front of me. Mm. I don't know. Anyway.
Well, dreams are also a message, you know, spirit trying to commune.
If you can read the message, it would be nice.
But the message is for you. So what I want you to do is go into a meditation. Very important that you must ground yourself.
Yeah.
protect yourself, step into that protection. You don't have to ask for protection. You just step into your protection. You command that you are protected. And then you, you know, when you're grounding, you're working in with that, that energy from Mother Earth. So you feel really secure. You then want to have that energy hygiene where you're disconnecting from thoughts and other energies that could be pulling you out of the present moment. So you're communing and commanding that you're present in the here now moment. And then you want to go and ask your higher self in the light of highest truth. Show me what that dream means. Show me where I'm at right now as well. Like I always get the higher self to show you where you're at. Because it can be really, really, really beneficial to see, you know, maybe you're really stressed, but you don't know that you're stressed. Or maybe you're really exhausted, but you don't know you're exhausted. And spirit can communicate on that level. You know, it's your higher self. It's the aspect of you that knows the whole truth. You know? Yeah. So yeah. I would ask spirit, and then spirit will be using, or your higher self will be using images. And it's about you then asking, what does that mean? Tell me with more clarity. Show me with more clarity. You are the detective, and your higher self and spirit are trying to communicate with you. So you need to sit with that and do it. I mean, I do it for clients that would like it, but you do have the skills yourself to do it.
Yeah, definitely. I meditate for a long time, so yeah.
Yeah, so you can get that clarity. You can get that resolution. It's just showing up. Creating that time and having the intention to commune on that level. Show me where I'm at. Show me now.
Yeah.
Show me what that dream meant.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. No, it's good. It's good. Try doing it and I'd love to hear what comes up for you.
Okay.
And Elaine, you too. Like you could even say, what does it mean by a reading? Tell me what that means. Show me what that means. Bring that reading to me.
Yeah. Very curious myself because I've never seen anything so vivid come at me. You know, it's just in my dreams because as and it's just said like you rarely remember the dreams, but these are things that kind of stand out.
Yeah, when it's vivid, you really remember. That must mean something.
Exactly.
Otherwise, you don't remember every dream. You just certainly don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Sorry to change the subject, ladies. I was just going to say I did a meditation and it was quite strong. Like I had lots of layers. It's like I had lots of layers like coming out, lots of thoughts, and I was kind of coming in and out of consciousness almost. And and I had like questions, and I had a really strong question saying, "But who will look after him?" It was really, and I'm thinking.
Meaning your baby,
who was yeah, like my baby was a boy, and it was a really weird, like coming in and out, and then it sort of someone then said, yeah, I just had a real sort of, but who will look after him? And I said in my head, well, I will be looking after him, you know.
Aww.
And then it went away, and it sort of.
But yeah, that's I think that's a really strong message.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And it's the fact that you were strong and quick with that response, like me.
Like, yeah, like I felt it instantly. Felt well, of course I will. And then once I said that, it sort of that the question then faded, and it was like it reassured something.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful. That's awesome.
Yeah, this is definitely a positive sign.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. So trust that. And again, like it was in meditation. You remember it. It was very poignant. You can always go back into meditation and get clarification. Like, was that my son for this lifetime? Is he ready now? What does he need to be ready? What do I need to do to be ready? Because I am ready now. Does he feel I'm ready now? It's really just yes, no questions that you can ask.
Yeah.
They can give you a little bit more, but not anything related to time. Because there's no linear time, so time doesn't work.
But especially when you say in and out, I translate that like in 3D, in 3D reality.
Me too.
And in and out, yeah, and in and out, she goes to 5D and back to, that's really deep in deep state of meditation, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we change, we can go into deeper dimensions than the fifth dimension as well. We can even go into the eighth dimension when we're meditating and beyond.
I won't be back.
I don't often have that strong when I meditate. It was quite surprising. It's lovely when that doesn't often happen. It's a lovely feeling.
It is. It's beautiful. And now is the time more than ever to be meditating. The powers upon earth are stronger than ever. Like, it is so powerful.
Yeah.
It's perfect time, guys, to be on this fertility journey right now, bringing in the children that you want right now. It's really powerful. It's really good. Mm-hmm. I don't know, you guys wanted this like years ago, but this is a really good time. So I've got a question. Hi, Fiona. I have a question about follicle health. I've had a scan this week on one side. Sorry, and one side has one healthy follicle and the other has three underdeveloped follicles. So hence, I'm not ready for egg collection. I'm at my first IVF cycle. So would love to know any particular tips for follicle health. Okay, so they're not developing to full size, and that's quite funny that you brought that up, because that's the exact same question that came up this morning in this morning's group, and that is how to improve follicle health and help them to develop to the level that you want. So as with anything, if anything's not working properly, what you need to do is send more love to it. So if it's an aspect of your body that's lacking health or vitality, or it's causing pain or a blockage, it needs more love, because where that energy gets channeled, the blood will therefore be channeled. So we need to be clearing things, and that oxygenated blood with the life force energy will bring health back to that region. So if you want to improve follicle health, it comes down to mentally and emotionally sending love to that area. Increasing the blood flow. So doing castor oil packs is important. You want to be detoxifying your body. You want to be regenerating your body. So you want to be doing the gentle detoxes that are required. You want to be doing the right kind of nutritional supplementation, but also the right diet. So you wouldn't be having processed foods or massively limiting processed foods if you have to have them. You wouldn't be having things that cause inflammation, you know, white processed flour, sugar, milk, all the white stuff isn't ideal for the body. Dealing with the emotional strain, anything that's causing you extra stress and tension is going to cause acidity and disharmony in the body. Therefore, it's open to dis-ease. Because remember, the body will take from the reproductive system the energy that it needs for other things in the body. So if you don't have enough energy for your circulatory system, then it would take from your reproductive system to fuel the circulatory system. Or say your liver is really struggling, it would start bringing more energy to your liver and therefore causing hormone imbalances. So we really want to get your energy lifted. It's all about energy management. So getting the right sleep and having the right sleep hygiene is important. And all those other things I was saying, so detoxifying, regenerating, getting the right nutrient balance, doing exercises that bring that blood flow and energy to the reproductive system. And of course, importantly, visualizing healthy follicles that are growing and are ripe for the picking. And that's what you want to see, and trust and believe that that's what you're creating, because your mind has a map of the body. So start shaping it to how you want it to be, and don't give your power away to the clinic that says, well, you know, you've got three that are underdeveloped. So you don't want to have that as a story for you, that you have underdeveloped follicles, or, you know, your body's slow to respond, or whatever it may be. Switch it to how you want it to be. You create the narrative. You're the star of the show. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Thank you.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Good, good, good. Does anyone else have any questions or comments?
Can I ask about the red wine?
Yeah. What do you want to ask about red wine?
Well, because I believe red wine, I'm not saying that you have to drink all the time, but for example, I got this cold feet, and when I've got a little bit of red wine, you know, goes through your in your blood, and you feel, you know, you feel. I don't know, I believe this is a healthy, a little bit of red wine is healthy. I don't know, I would love to hear from you, but yeah, I think it's kind of healthy. It might be weird, but.
If you believe that something is healthy, the placebo effect is very real. So 100% it's healthy. If you go, I'm going to drink a glass of wine and this is going to make me get pregnant, then you believe that and you'll make that happen. Now, there is healthy wine. Yes, there is. You know, so it won't have the preservatives. It won't have chemicals and all those kinds of things. And you'll know how you respond to it. However, alcohol is a suppressant. It suppresses your energy, and fertility requires lots of energy. So if you're having something that turns your energy off, then you need to be doing something else to balance turning your energy on. So I always say to my clients, if you are craving that glass of wine every night, and some of my clients do, and in fact, I even had a client who had a bottle of wine every night in a hot bath, both of which were not ideal, but she had her healthy girl, which was, she defied the doctors because they said that she'd never, ever, ever be able to get pregnant without IVF. And secondly, her partner, his sperm was destroyed through chemo. We restored his sperm just through the supplements in the Powerful Pure range, and she had a healthy, perfectly healthy young girl. So, and she was still having McDonald's and sausage rolls. And I mean, there were many things that she was doing, but there were still many things that she kept doing. But she believed that this is what she needed to help her feel good, and that still worked for her. I had other clients as well.
Definitely not talking about a bottle. I just, even half a glass is not, but just...
Then have half a glass.
I'm always cold, and when I have just half a glass, let's say, really, really, I don't know. I just feel better. I don't know how else to say that.
If you feel better, because that's the overall thing for fertility, your fertility journey. Do what makes you feel good, because then baby will come. Baby's not going to come if you're putting yourself in lack. Okay. So if you really want something and you're telling yourself no, because, you know, technically it's going to lower my energy, but you feel bad for not doing it, then you're better off doing it. However, because it is a suppressant, I really, really, really want you to boost your energy some other way. So that would mean doing some Qigong, getting out in nature that day.
I love it, and I do it, and yeah.
That's fine then. So you're fueling the body. We've got to give your body more energy than you're taking away. And when you have it, don't feel guilty, because that's a fake emotion. When you have it, enjoy it and know that it's doing me good. I love the feeling. I'm in a happy state when I have this.
Yeah.
And you will. It'll be good. Same with when you have those occasional cravings for junk food. It's okay. You know, I always say 80% of the time you'll still succeed. So you don't have to be 100% perfect with every food choice. You can be 80% perfect, which means you can have a day off and have whatever junk food you want to have that day. Just to have fun, just to make life easy. It doesn't have to be fully restrictive.
I love that you said that. That was one of my questions I was going to ask today, because, well, first of all, you've told us that story about your client before. So kudos to her for drinking a glass of wine. I mean, a bottle of wine.
I said,
surely she must have meant a glass. And then, and then you said it again. So I had 3 sips the other day of my husband's wine, because I say, I don't want to drink. I don't like the way I feel when I do.
Yeah.
And I felt it. 3 sips, which is quite pathetic from how I used to be in college. So I wanted to talk about getting not too crazy, because I have a tendency to go the other way, get very, very crazy. And then if I do have something, then I feel the guilt. So the fact that you said 80-20 rule, that's a good balance.
100%. Give yourself a day off. Or 80%, which means like, look at every plate of food that you're bringing to you. 80% is good enough. It can still be something that is just, you know, you're still going to get the same results. I see it all the time. When you're
saying one day a month, you can get really, really drunk then. It's okay.
If you want to, but you know, you time it, you know, so that's, you know, good. That it's definitely not pregnant.
Yeah.
I mean, even that's not going to fully harm the baby. But yeah, of course, take a day off, have some fun. Hmm. Even if it's once a week. You know, I've had lots of clients that say, Fiona, I'll do everything you say, but I'm not giving up the wine. Fine. And they still have their children. Don't go into lack. The worst thing is when people go, oh, I've been on this fertility diet and I hate it. I'm eating all these salads and I'm freezing cold. And it's like, whoa, what are you doing? Like, it's not meant to be difficult and horrible. Have salads when it's hot. Have warm food when it's cold. Like, just those kinds of basic things. So I want you to have fun with it. You don't have to be boring. You've got to have a fun life. Joy is the biggest catalyst for you guys to bring your baby to you, because your baby wants to feel joy and your baby's going to feel what you're feeling. So you've got to put yourself in that state.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask about blenders?
Mm.
I think you mentioned something on your website about stainless steel. Something to do with vitamin C. So I've got a steel blender and I was like, oh my God, another thing I have to worry about.
It's the high speed blenders, the blades.
Right.
If you over process the superfood powders,
right. Mm-hmm.
It destroys them because the superfoods are quite sensitive.
Okay.
So a lot of the time you can blend your food.
Right.
And then just stir in the superfood.
Okay, that's what you mean. Not everything. Just, okay, that's fine. That makes sense.
Yeah. So when it's trying to break open on a, because the high-speed blenders crack open the nutrients on a cellular level, so it's really easy to absorb. But these superfoods are given in a state where they've already been open and ready to be consumed for maximum absorption.
Mm-hmm.
But if you throw them into a high-speed blender, it can destroy some of their properties.
Thank you. That's really good to know.
Oh, I'm glad you asked. Thank you for that clarification.
Oh, there was one question that just brought me to ask. The stainless steel, did you say that the cutlery, going back a couple of few weeks ago, you're saying about getting a certain cutlery?
Crockery.
Crockery, sorry, yeah.
Yes.
And the cutlery as well, like knives, forks, spoons, things like that. Do they have to be a certain type of metal, or is that not?
No, that is usually okay. Yeah. I mean, if you can get...
I was just panicking. I was thinking the other day, I was like, oh, God, I'm going to change all my forks.
No. I mean, it's for people that are allergic to certain metals, then...
Right.
Yes, but no. I mean, if you can get silver, you know, eating off a silver spoon, silver's great because silver is antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, boosting your immune system. So, if you've got silver that you use for special occasions, bring it out and use it regularly. It's fine. Normal cutlery. It's the crockery. Now, any cracks in your crockery are holding bacteria that you need to just throw away. Never, if you're going to someone's house and they give you a cracked cup or cracked pot or something, you know, like bowl, you don't want to be having that.
And silicone spoons and things are okay, are they? That cooking?
Silicone.
Or plastic.
No. No.
They're like a special type. They're quite expensive, actually, these ones. I'm not sure if they are like free of.
You can get hemp based ones, which look like the silicon ones.
Oh, maybe they're them. I don't know. I'll check.
Check it out, because there's some clean plastic looking ones, but they're actually not plastic, but they look plastic. But you don't want the classic plastic utensils for cooking and serving and all that kind of stuff.
No.
Crockery is important. You want to make sure they don't have heavy metals in the crockery.
Right.
So you'd have to contact that company.
Wood is quite good, isn't it?
Wood's good. Wood's good. Again, if there's big cracks in your wooden spoon, not ideal because it's difficult to clean out. And then you just keep oiling. So I use rice bran oil to just keep oiling the wooden chopping boards or the wooden spoons and stuff like that.
Okay.
But no, that's a good question. It's the Teflon frying pans and cookware that is extremely toxic that needs to be avoided. So non-stick that's not like a green pan. And also, I forget what it's called. You guys would be able to remind me. When you boil your food, like you put it in a bag and you boil it to avoid using oils and things.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called, but it's a type of popular cooking method, and that's just so toxic because the plastics are just oozing into your food.
Like the chickens as well, they get the chicken in a bag, don't they?
I know. Yeah, never cook your stuff in a plastic bag. No.
I've completely stopped eating, like, I've completely gone off eating meat and everything now because I just don't want to get anything that's not organic. And also fish, I know that's not, I was going to ask you actually with organic, like, fish, organic meats and, like, wild fish, it's not much of. What would you suggest eating if there's one or the two, like,
Which
organic
is...
meat or just fish, like, you know, wild fish or normal fish, because it's hard to find wild fish.
It is hard to find wild fish. The only fish that's really good for fertility are sardines, mackerel, and salmon, but they have to be wild, never farmed. I wouldn't touch farmed fish, even because organic fish is farmed fish. So I'm not going to touch that. No. When it comes to meat, again, I'm like you. If it's not organic, not grass fed, I just don't even want to eat it. You know. No. That unfortunately these animals have suffered a lot as well. It's why they're given a lot of antibiotics. If they didn't have the antibiotics, they wouldn't survive. And no. So you're eating not just sickly meat, but you're consuming the emotions of this animal. And if they haven't had a happy life, you're ingesting their anger, their sadness, their pain. And then your body's got to transmute that. And we're just trying to focus right now on you just being in the best possible state. So there is no such thing as a protein deficiency. No. So yes, you need protein for fertility, but you get a lot of protein from your vegetables, green leafy vegetables especially, and obviously mushrooms and things. And it is actually a myth that mushrooms cause candida issues.
Okay.
So listen to your cravings and try not to overcomplicate things. But if you are out and you get the opportunity to have, you know, wild meat or wild fish, then go for it if that's what you're craving.
Yeah.
If you don't crave it, then don't force yourself to have it. A lot of people are transitioning to just having, say, bone broths. So they've gone off the meat and they just want to have bone broths. But again, you've got to check, is it grass-fed? Is it organic? Yeah. Because the bone marrow is going to be holding the toxins as well.
Yeah, I was suggested that a while back, actually, about trying that, just like energy and stuff like that. Yeah, but again, it has to be organic, doesn't it? And it's just finding the right source, isn't it?
Yeah, I am looking. Before COVID, I'd found a company, but they aren't in existence anymore. But I need to find another company and recommend it to you guys. I shall take a note, do it in a long email shortly with another update.
Thanks for the other one. That was great.
I'm glad you said that. It was nice getting your
brilliant.
Fiona, do you mean powdered bone broth or liquid bone broth?
Well, the problem with liquid often is that it comes in plastic. If it comes in a jar, it's fine. But often the jars at the top can be BPA. That white film can be BPA. So powdered can be good. I still think fresh is best. But can you get free range, organic, grass fed?
I buy this one. I don't know if it's
never
a jar.
Seen it. Yeah, that looks good. So bone broth, what's the company? I can't read it.
Bone broth, it's Australian bone broth, but the
I've heard about, some famous Australian.
And it's made with grass-fed Australian beef.
What's the company?
Just bone broth, I think.
Is there a website on their thing?
Fortunately, I buy it from Amazon. I know it's not the best place, but...
As long as it's genuine. Is there a website on there?
Well, www.australianbonebroth.com.au.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I take it actually as many times as I remember. And
I have heard of this company actually. I
think it's a good one because I give it to my daughter as well. And I've noticed that her hair, it's thickness, you know, it's thicker now.
Beautiful. Because of the collagen and things. And guys, Annalie is not in Australia, by the way. She's in Europe. So
just buy from Amazon. And it's really nice, actually. You can, I don't know.
Thank you. Thanks for sharing. Yeah, I'll give that a go. And I'll start experimenting with some and giving you guys recommendations and stuff. So thank you. That's really good. I've got another question. Hi, Fiona. I'm due to start Clomid. However, I have not had a period for 3 months and I cannot start this treatment without my period. I don't want to synthetically start a period with medication as they were very regular before. And I know my body can do this. It has before. How can I bring my cycles back into their previous regularity so I can start Clomid, which I really feel with meditating and yoga will bring us our happy, healthy baby? I agree. Okay, so what we want to do is combine the light cycle treatment, which if you go to awakeningfertility.com and then type in castor oil kit, it has all the list of the full moon dates, and that's what you need. We need to work with the moon cycle, because the moon governs all the water on the planet. As we are predominantly water and our blood is water-based, it controls our hormones and our blood flow. So the full moon date for October is the 1st of October. So it's a good time to be asking this question. So on the 1st of October, you would start your light cycle treatment, which I can pin you guys the link to. This is in the online course, but I'll just give you the additional stuff anyway. So there's two links, one with the castor oil kit, which will help you because you need to work with castor oil. You need to work with the light cycle treatment. And so how it works is it tells you when you have the lights on at nighttime when you sleep to mimic the moon and when you sleep in darkness, et cetera, et cetera. So read through day by day what you need to do. And to prepare, you need to make sure that you're working with the castor oil kit with the hot water bottle, not just applying it on the abdomen, but use the hot water bottle. And there's information in that link on how and when to use it. You also want to combine with the supplements, which I think you are on from memory. So you're combining the Thai black ginger to help with the circulation, to help prepare the womb, and therefore your reproductive system. You said, I'll be starting a castor oil treatment on the 1st of October too, says Millie. Yes, exactly. Exactly. There's actually, I've got another client who will be joining us tomorrow on this call. And she's the same. She's also starting. So it'd be good you guys all start together and succeed together. It's so exciting when that happens. So to get your periods back and regular, you'd also have the MSM and you'd also combine it with obviously the vitamin C so that the MSM can be absorbed. And you'd have the marine phytoplankton. They're the important ones that get the body working. And I'm not talking about any particular brand. The specific ones in the Powerfully Pure brand have been the ones that have worked specifically for clients. And, you know, when just to give you guys a bit of history, when I was looking at the benefits of these things, so for example, when I first came across MSM or the marine phytoplankton, I was trialing different ones on myself, on my family, on clients. And we're all seeing which ones work the best. And we're able to get the purest and the best results. And then that's what became Powerfully Pure. Powerfully Pure products have been around since 2016, but I only launched it officially in 2020 because there's been a lot of trials. So the stuff in there is really clean, pure, and functional. It works and it works fast. So I wouldn't recommend doing other brands because I don't know the quality of them. And I don't know if they're going to work as well and as fast. And as we want fast results, this stuff really works. So if you combine the light cycle treatment with those supplements and the castor oil, 100%, I've seen it so many times, women that haven't menstruated in years get their period back and they're able to then have, it's usually their second child, like they'll have their first and then things come to an end and the period ends and then they come to me, we bring the period back and then they have their second child. So I'm not saying that you guys are at that end of your fertility journey, but wherever you are, we can get your periods back. It's very easy. MSM is renowned for it, the particular MSM, the Powerfully Pure MSM. So get yourself regenerated and cleansed. And, you know, that's what they're doing. Those supplements are helping to regenerate and to cleanse at the same time. So you're allowing the stuff that you don't need anymore that's blocking fertility to get cleared and then regeneration to take place. And have faith in it that it works. Because if you have resistance and you're unsure, then it's not going to work. You must believe this works because it does work. I see it so many times. across, you know, women from all corners of the globe, literally. It doesn't matter who they are. Vitamin D, actually. You make sure your vitamin D levels are good. That's important. That's very important too. Most of us are vitamin D deficient.
Would you recommend then a day? Because I got a letter saying I was deficient in vitamin D.
Ooh, okay. So act upon that immediately.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have vitamin D with K. D3 is the best one for fertility. And you need to have it with K2. So K2, vitamin K, it helps with keeping your blood from coagulating, but it absorbs the vitamin D. I was having vitamin D3 for ages, thinking, oh, I'm fine. I was even like, you know, having 2-3 times a dose. And then I got the fright of my life when I went to the dentist and the dentist goes, grab a mirror. And I had a look the other day, or not the other day, like last year. And he had that scraper and he's scraping my tooth. And I was like, oh, is that plaque? And he goes, no, this is your tooth. It's crumbling. I was like, can you stop doing that then? He said, you are so vitamin D deficient. I said, it is impossible. And then I realized I needed to be taking it with K2. And all that time I was thinking, I'm fine. But I had a massive vitamin D deficiency. So from then onwards, I had to take 4 to 5 times the dose just to get my bone health back. And it also affects your thyroid, your moods. And it's so, so, so important for fertility. Get your vitamin D levels right. So you can check with just a pinprick. Local doctors can test for you. If you're concerned that your vitamin D levels are low, you know, if you don't live in a hot, sunny climate, they're probably low. We have a lack of vitamin D. We have vitamin D deficiency here in the UK for sure, because there's just not enough sunshine.
So where do you get K2 from?
They come together. So you look at the product, it will come together, D3 with K2.
Okay.
Go to the Amrita website, you get 10% off. And there's like 3 different ones on there that I purchase regularly.
What was that website? Did you send it in the email?
Yeah, I did. It's Amrita Nutrition. Everyone here has got access.
I got that that email then. I'll check the email.
Yeah, amritanutrition.co.uk. I've got your email addresses, so I've already set you guys up a membership. If you go to order or you go to log in, just check your emails and your junk. If there's any issues, you can always give them a call or ping them an email and say, I've got an account through Awakening Fertility.
Mm-hmm.
There's another woman called Fiona Bolton and it only confuses them. So just say Awakening Fertility.
Okay.
Because it's a practitioner's account only, but practitioners can allow their clients to access it, so they're very strict, so you'd need to say that.
I have a question. As you know, I'm in Peru, quite away from everything, so it's not easy to find things, even organic things. So I'm trying to enjoy life and not to think about too much if it's organic or not. But related all the treatments or the things that you are telling us, which are the most important to try to find them? Because I need to go and try to find in Lima and try to see how they can bring me here. So I've been looking in the web and MSM is not so easy. Also the castor oil too. So which are the most important?
I can get that posted to you because Powerful People posts all over the world. So I can get those supplements. So have a look on the Powerful People website, read all the different explanations. Mm-hmm. And if you want, you know, we can book in a complimentary consult and I can run through the stuff that I recommend. But all those things that I mentioned today can help. And when it comes to, I'm just giving you guys another link. When it comes to having non-organic food, always, here's a list. Avoid the most contaminated foods, which is the dirty dozen, and have the ones like that are not so harmful. And at the end of the day, bless your food, because that will change the vibration. In addition to that, herbicides, fungicides, pesticides do destroy your gut health. So you must get probiotics into you. Must. And I always recommend get the pre and probiotic, the fulvic minerals, which I'll send you guys the link to from the Powerfully Pure range, because it's super clean, all the minerals that you need to help with some basic gut bacteria. But then if you want to take it to the next level, which is even better, do a stool test, get your stools analyzed and understand what bacteria you're lacking that you need. That will make such a difference with your energy levels, with your absorption of minerals, nutrients. And it's so important before you have your child to have good gut health, because there is a huge scientific link between poor gut health and women that don't take probiotics having autistic children. You'll minimize an autistic child by 50%, 50, if you can have probiotics. But you need to have the right probiotics. Like sometimes you're getting a probiotic that is not really that beneficial for you. So honestly, I would invest in getting a stool test. And it's something that I've looked into today for you guys to see some microbiome testing and how we can get that done. It's usually done all over the world. And we did talk about this before. I do know that I think there was an email as well that came from Tracy. She said that she's come across a company and Sheila has a friend. These ladies are based in the States, but look, most of the stool samples do go to the States. So have a look around for a practitioner that can give you the right probiotic based on your stool strands. That's what I would invest in. And then bless your food. Bless.
And that would just help. The probiotic would just help if you're not able to buy organic, all organic, won't it? That would just really help.
But it helps anyway. Because we have processed food, our gut health is destroyed. If we never ever had processed food, we would actually produce the right amount of good bacteria that our body needs, and we'd produce the right amount of proteins and all these things. So we're naturally hardwired to thrive. But because we start interjecting processed chemicalized food and certain medications, especially antibiotics that just destroy our gut health, it's difficult for us to rebuild. It won't rebuild by itself. So we have to start having probiotics.
Yeah.
Pre and pro is even better.
I was going to ask you one more thing, if you wouldn't mind, about sperm allergy. And what your thoughts are on sperm allergy, because I remember way back when I first met my husband now, when we first started having unprotected sex, I remember feeling quite ill afterwards. And I always wonder what that was about. It's all sort of, I don't feel it now. It's like my body's just sort of got used to it, but obviously it's been quite some time, so I've had to, but I remember I was not, I when we would have sex, I would really struggle. I would be absolutely exhausted couple of days after.
So you definitely think it was from sperm, not from the energy transaction, the emotional transaction, not,
I can't imagine it would be, because it's never happened to me before.
Yeah, okay, so the thing is, sometimes people take your energy without being conscious of it, and I know this from
him. He's doing it, he's stopping us from getting. He's taking all my energy. What am I going to do?
So I tell you what you do, because it was happening to me before. And what you need to do is build a brick wall in your head around you. So is that when you, because I'm assuming you felt worse in the morning. So it's after you've slept. So you build this brick wall around you when you sleep, make it really high, and you just keep your energy contained for you. That will make a huge difference, because often if there's an energy imbalance, it can be easy for our partners to draw energy from us. They don't mean it intentionally. There's nothing malicious to it. It's just they feel good. They're tapping into a rich energy source and you feel like completely drained the next day. And that's a huge sign. You just need to protect your energy. And you can, like, you know, wrap yourself up in cotton wool, whatever you want to do. Just take it quite high. So you have this barrier where your energy is contained for you. And you might say, oh, I feel that you're more distant. If he's energy aware, he will notice, oh, it feels like you've pulled back a little bit. And it's not that you have, you've just protected your energy.
Okay, it just kind of makes sense because he is very aware of that. And I do notice when I am, when I do purposely sort of being in a certain way, just because of the way I'm feeling, he really picks up on that. He's very sensitive to it. Okay, interesting, yeah.
Because it doesn't sound like a sperm allergy. A sperm allergy would present differently. It wouldn't be drained. You wouldn't be energetically drained or tired from a sperm allergy. Right. So that's why, and I've had that too. We just need to contain your energy.
I also used to sort of ache as well, like around my, all inside. It was like, it was also a physical thing. It wasn't just that. It was also like a physical thing in my pelvic area and...
It still sounds energetic to me.
Does it? Okay.
Because, I mean, how could that sperm travel to the whole of your pelvic area?
Do you think that that's not anything to think about then, sperm allergies?
I think you can get sperm allergies and you can get tested to see if you are allergic to your partner's sperm. If that's your gut feel, I would recommend you do it, because if you do have allergies to it, there's lots of things you can do. Like they can inject his white blood cells into you so that you're going to be more receptive of his sperm and all that kind of stuff. So there's lots of things that can happen.
So you can have it naturally. You wouldn't have to have treatment with that, would you? Would you still be able to naturally conceive?
Yes, but they would be preparing your body by injecting his white blood cells, which is actually quite painful. It's not just like it's one injection. It's like an intravenous drip. And it's not comfortable, but it is a method that is used. You could get tested for it, just to put your mind at ease.
Because I'm guessing if you do, then you're always going to have it. You're always going to have the allergy, or maybe not.
Well, the body changes, especially after, you might have an allergy now that you deal with it. And then after your first pregnancy, your immune system is completely different. So you might not have an allergy second time on, second round. So if you feel that could be an issue, I would definitely get it tested, because everything can work out potentially. It depends though. I have had a client who was genetically too similar to her partner, so there was no way that it was ever going to work, but they looked like brothers and sisters. They looked related, not that they were, but genetically it just was never ever going to work, no matter what they did and what scientific Western medicine interventions were done.
Gosh.
Which was really hard. But they have since adopted and they've got twins and so over the moon and just so happy with life. And they gave it a good go and it just wasn't going to work. And then they just...
The right way for them. Absolutely. Yeah.
But it's worth you getting it tested, because that's what you genuinely feel. Like, you don't just get these messages for no reason. But to me, it sounds more energetic.
Okay.
But you can meditate on it and ask.
Well, I have. It's always been in me. It's always been something I've thought. And my husband said it a lot. And I've just ignored it. It's not that. And we've gone down through the whole treatment and still not worked. And it's like, and I'm thinking, well, perhaps we should have looked into that, maybe. I never knew it was even a thing, really. I thought it was just a bit of a myth.
No, it is a thing, but mostly it comes out when people are trying to have their second child. So their first child, it's fine, and then they're going, why is it not happening? And then we explore, and then it can often be an allergic reaction. But it's just bringing your bodies back into sync again, so it can change.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Sorry, I just wanted to add to that, because I actually had exactly the same thing. The first time that we had unprotected sex, I had a lot of pelvic pain. I thought maybe it was an allergy to sperm. And actually, I went to my doctor, and she is really good. She's very open to all types of medicine. Beautiful. She isn't so, you need to take tablets for everything. She actually explained to me that because it is something foreign going into your body, you're not used to it, you can get a lot of pelvic congestion, which essentially causes a lot of discomfort. And I think knowing that, it's actually put my mind at rest, and I don't have the same discomfort anymore. I did have it for a while, but I think mentally, once I actually understood, no, actually, this is just like congestion. It's my body's way of saying, I don't really know what this is. And now it's kind of accepted it. I don't have the same pain, but I had exactly the same thing where it was all sort of around my middle, my lower pelvic area.
Yeah, that sounds just like me, and it happened for quite a while. It went on for quite a while, actually, but now we've been together for quite some years, and it's all sort of calmed down now, and my body sort of just accepted, like you say, yours did. But yeah, it's sort of like you say, I think my body was the same. It's like it didn't know what was going on. It was like, what is all this, you know? I couldn't work out what it was all doing inside, I guess, perhaps.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's the same. Mine's calmed down as well.
Okay, and
I think, like, cool. You were saying, you know, when your mind's put more at ease, it's less of an impact, you know, like you don't over think about it. But it's I think that's great advice. Thank you so much for sharing. And you know, it's not unusual. It's out there.
Quite a lot of information.
It's fine, lovely ladies. I just want to answer your question too, Ellie, about K2. Can you take it in a multivitamin alongside vitamin D? You can, as long as that multivitamin has K2 with D3 in it, so you're consuming it at the same time. Otherwise, it won't be absorbed. Okay, so let's have a look at what the next topic is. I am scheduled to talk about endometriosis. Does anyone have endometriosis in this group?
No. I do.
No.
Okay, we'll talk about it. So is someone going to say something? No? Just before I dive into that, recovering from failed IVF and what the next step should be to succeed next time round. We touched on it briefly. Do you guys need any extra clarification, or can we go on to endometriosis?
I have my unsuccessful IVF this year, but I'm not planning to go for another cycle until obviously the end of the year. So,
okay, so what you want to do before you do, you know, after IVF has failed, you've got to remember that your brain remembers everything. Your subconscious remembers everything, and it's there to protect you. So it's going to expect that you're not going to succeed again unless you drastically change things. So then you can consciously say, well, of course, I'm a different person now. I'm going to expect a different result. If nothing has changed, your brain won't believe that you'll have a different result. So it's important that you really start embracing some of the stuff that we're talking about. And the thing is, I know a little bit about you already. And for women that are already healthy and mindful and do meditations, oh, she's gorgeous. Look at her.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Yeah, she's listening as well.
No worries. So, you know, when you're already doing meditations and managing your stress and eating well and doing yoga and doing qigong and doing all these things, and you're like, well, I'm already doing them and it's not working. So how do I know it's going to work next time round? It's about doing everything at the same time. And this is what will shape your cellular health and will turn on the genes that you want to turn on and turn off the genes that you want to turn off. And it's called epigenetics, which is what I sent you guys in that recent email. Three different videos. Epigenetics is a very real science, and it tells you how you can master your mind and master your body getting the right nutrition at the same time as you're detoxifying well, that you're allowing your cells to regenerate. So getting all these things together, the supplements, the movement, the meditations, the belief, activate that belief and that knowing and that expectation. When I next try, I will succeed because I am more fertile now. And having that knowing is so key. So when you are going for your next round of IVF, you're not nervous. You're excited. It's a sense of energy. It's like, yeah, this is it. You know, this is the last time I'm going to have to do it. And I'm excited about it and enjoy every moment.
But there is something which is bothering me a little bit. And I had, I don't know, it's weird, but I had my zodiac, what's called the zodiac?
Astrology?
Astrology reading for this and the next year. And the lady said to me, this planet, I don't remember, so maybe Uranus or wherever planet, wherever you, everything you do is going to happen very difficult, but will happen. You're meant to have more kids, but you know, she says, but I'm advising you to go at least for 1, 2, maybe 3 rounds of IVF. And I'm like, I don't have those that much money, you know, to spend for another 3 rounds of IVF.
Okay, it makes sense that she said that, because everyone that has been drawn to me, you're of a certain level of spiritual awareness. Therefore, you are sensitive, and therefore you are a slow detoxifier. So instead of doing multiple rounds of IVF that you say you don't want to be doing, financially it's not going to be ideal for you, spend extra time detoxifying, because your body needs to detoxify so that you can then regenerate it, and then it will thrive. It'll be back into its normal.
The stool test maybe is really important for me as well.
What was important?
The stool test you were talking about, maybe, because I definitely have an issue with my
digestion.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. So this is something I must do.
Yeah, and when you have problems with your digestion, it's also to do with digesting your emotions.
Yeah.
You know, we need to really get clean with our emotions, and we don't have to hang on to them. We don't have to suppress them. Be with them, sit with them, sit with your emotions regularly. I really encourage everyone on my online course to do that. Just sit there, ask, how am I feeling right now? How do I know I'm feeling that? Where do I feel it? And breathe into it, find peace. Let that emotion go, because it's okay to feel that emotion.
I have this download, if I can say this way, that if I'm a spirit and the opposite side, and I wouldn't want to go to someone who looks black. I don't know, you know, excuse my English, but it's just like, if you're in a, because most of the time I was really, really sad, it was really important for me to have kids. And now I'm thinking of a different level. Like, if I'm in a spirit world, I would love to go to somebody who is happy, not just healthy, but more like happy. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Just when I was going for my daughter, I really hate somebody telling me, if it's meant to be, it will be. That really drive me mad. And now I'm the opposite. If it's really meant to be, it will be. I really want to have kids. It's from when I'm talking, I think my heart chakra open, and good. I really want it. But if it's not meant to be, I'm not going to spend the rest of my life, you know what, I'm just thinking about that.
I do. And this is really good that you brought this up, because there's a lot of things at play. You're wanting to protect yourself from getting hurt, but at the same time, you're wanting this so much.
Yes.
And so it's about you stepping into your power and going, I am worthy of having as many children as I want, as many as I want. I am worthy. I am healthy. I am capable. I can do this. And it's about stepping into your self-worth, because that's what you really want. And you, when you say, oh, you know, I just don't want to you know, put my life on hold, some people say, or I'll be okay if it doesn't happen. It's not really how you feel. You can make this happen, but not through trying anymore. Just let go, surrender, but prepare your cells so they can thrive. And then mentally, let go. So I'm not saying... Pardon?
Happy eggs.
Happy eggs. They're going to feel what you feel. Exactly.
No, because I was listening. I was in a doctor's retreat 2 years ago, and he said that we don't need to focus on AMH and all that kind of stuff, but more likely to focus on your eggs to be happy.
Exactly. 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 Happy organs comes from you being happy. You've got to be happy. Your cells feel how you feel. So your happiness is paramount. And you don't have to think lack thoughts. Oh, but if it doesn't happen, don't even think if it doesn't happen. It's happening. Yeah. But it's not happening in your time. It's in baby's time. Baby's
divine.
How is
that related to the red wine?
Have the red wine, enjoy the red wine, and know the baby's coming. Cheers your baby before you have a drink. It's fine. It's minor. You're not even drinking a whole bottle. You're not drinking, that with a pizza. You're still eating well, and it's fine. Just go with the flow. Go with the flow and relax and enjoy. It's that enjoyment.
It's like if it's meant to happen, I just have to just cross it and not being part of my...
Because you've responded to baby's calling, okay? Baby wants to come. That's why you have the urge for another baby.
For two.
For your twins. Exactly. Exactly.
I just really, all of a sudden, I was taking twins. I was thinking that's really bold. And all of a sudden, now I want to have twins. And I don't know where this comes from, but anyway, I really want to have twins.
2020 is all about twins. Oh, my goodness. Everybody, not everybody, but literally... At least 70% of my clients nowadays just want twins. It's like,
okay.
So I think think about it, energetically, there are so many souls trying to come down, and so many women are now gripped in fear. They're not able to be in flow mode. And you guys are all here. You're willing to be the best versions of yourselves. You are going to make the best mums, and you know it. You know you'll be a brilliant mum. And there are children that are lining up, which is why you've now got the desire to have twins. And follow that. You might have the desire to have twins and maybe just have two children, or maybe they will be twins. I don't know, but just be open and allow it to happen. And embrace it. Like this is your life. If you expect it, it will happen. If you believe it, you will receive it. Own your greatness, own your fertility. Know that your body is becoming more fertile every day. It's not hard work. But you guys are embodying what you need to embody.
That's very true, because I was 24 when I started being on this path, and my AMH was 0.1, and now I've just tested 10 years later, is still low, but it's 0.53, which doesn't really make sense. That's why I stopped believing on AMH at all.
I say to people, it's not worth testing. It's just anti-Müllerian hormone test, designed by IVF clinics to see if IVF is going to work for you or not. It's ridiculous. Just don't worry. Everything is changeable. The amount of women that have had non-existent AMH, no AMH, go on and have children. Like, come on, guys. It's not an accurate test. Just focus, like you say, happy eggs, being happy. That high vibe state is key. And that expectation and that knowing that you are a mum and it is happening and you are ready now. You're ready now and you're holding the space for baby and you don't mind when baby comes and you're ready now because you know that they're coming. So you're not strangling the energy, and that's really important.
Right. Thank you.
My pleasure. Any questions or comments on that one?
That's interesting you said about the twins, because I thought about that the other day too. So I was, since we're TMI, after me and my husband were together, I laid down and I just meditated for a while and just stayed there for 15 minutes. Cause usually I get up right away and I said, no, I'm going to stay. And in the meditation, I envisioned two sperm having a conversation.
Oh yeah.
About who was going to get to the egg first. And then it was just the weirdest thing. And then two eggs being released. And I was like, wow, isn't this bizarre? So it was almost like it was a race with the sperm. And then I had severe ovulation pain this month. And I was like, well, does that mean it's more than one egg being released or it's a really big one? And then I started thinking about twins.
Exactly. Be open. No fear, guys, with anything. Like, I know people do worry with twins thinking, am I going to have enough energy? Don't even go there. Yes, you will. You'll be brilliant. You guys can handle twins. If the twins are in the air, bring them down, embrace them. This is fun. This is exciting. This is magical. This is what life's about. It's not about lack. We're going to stop all these lack programming because you guys can have your children. You can be pregnant this year. You can. You're willing to allow your body to heal. The best thing that's going to make your body heal and rebalance is raising your vibration, getting in that state of love. That's your natural state. And you use your emotions to see, am I on track or not? And if I'm not feeling good, I'm going to sit, I'm going to clear whatever that low level emotion is by just sitting with it, saying it's okay, and then breathing into it, letting it clear, and then choosing peace. Peace is always that easy medium to go into. And then you're just allowing and focusing on fun things, enjoyable things. Life is easy. That's how
I've been feeling so much peace today. I've been feeling really peaceful today and really content. And I have had so much people bombarding me, emails, phone calls. It's too much. Do you think it's just, it's like all or nothing? And then I'm just like, I just want to go and meditate and be peaceful. Is it? Am I attracting too much to myself now? Because I mean, it's funny. I notice that a lot when I get lists like this, though. Like, when I'm calm, I'm just feeling like I'm happy, I'm content, just doing my thing. And then I just get all this from the outside. It's like everyone wants something from me.
Interesting.
You know?
Interesting. And what I would say as well is when you're calm and you're not trying, look what flows to you. Everything that you want flows to you. Same with your baby.
But it's too much there. It's the trouble. And I think I need to try and work on that because I hope I'm not then pushing away what I want to come to me.
Have fun with it. Just laugh and have a sense of humour and go, oh, this is great. Like, look,
everyone's wanting pieces. I did that. I changed it around earlier. I thought, actually, this is good. I've got this, got that, got this.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to do it.
Exactly. And then you get back into your peaceful zen state and that pocket of stillness and then everyone's up again. And that's cool. And that's how life's going to be when you're a mum.
Yeah.
You know, your pocket of zen will be very small because they'll be demanding you 24 hours a day.
Yeah. So enjoy it and not always think it's work. You know, work, it doesn't have to be stressful, does it? It doesn't have to be overwhelming.
Exactly.
I don't need to let it be, yeah.
Exactly. And that's what I say to people. Like, when you're working for yourself, especially, it's kind of easier. Do what makes you feel good. Do that. And then there'll be a time when the things that you've been putting off actually feel okay to approach. So you can just deal with it then. But try to make the best decisions of what's going to bring me joy now. What makes me happy now? That's your answer. That's what's going to guide you. Any other questions before we end up? Because I'll have to talk about endometriosis tomorrow and that whole section of stuff on the events. Anyone have any questions before we go? Regroup tomorrow. All right then. Have a lovely evening. Thank you so much for showing up. And remember, it's all about embodying this stuff. So if you're new to this concept or new to today's sessions, you're very welcome, Millie. I'm glad you made it. Then have a think about it. How are you going to implement this in your life? And if you're struggling, then bring that to us in the next session and start working out how are you going to implement these things? Because we don't want just words. We need to allow you to embody these changes and then the work's done. There is no hard work. It's just evolving into being the best version of you.